Just about 30 minutes left to go on the radio show, Michael Garfield. It is called the High Tech Texan Show. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Are you kidding me? What you doing? You hide in your house? Suck it up. Get out, people. Put the mask on. It's sunny out there. I'd love to take your phone call, 713-212-5950, talking about Grad's Day gifts, talking about Father's Day, and actually a very important topic right now. You know, last week we had Eric Lipper, who is a partner with Hirsch and Westheimer law firm here, long, great law firm here that in Houston, and we talked about bankruptcy. So many companies, so many small-sized, mid-sized companies, large-sized too, they're going through bankruptcy. Thanks to COVID, thanks to coronavirus, among many other things. And what do you do? What's the process? Where do you even start? I got a lot of feedback from that. So you know what? By popular demand, guess who is back on the High Tech Texan Show? His name, Eric Lipper from Hirsch and Westheimer, joining me. Happy Memorial Day weekend. No mask for you yet, right?
No mask for me. It's good to see you, Michael.
Thanks for being over here, especially last week. And we're going to make this a regular thing because people really are concerned about what to do as we are. And I'm going to use this term, coming out of the dark. More people are popping their heads out. Businesses are getting back to business, no matter what industry. But they still need help. There's bankruptcy. And then, Eric, there is issues when it comes to landlords, when it comes to tenants. And I want to talk about that today, if we could. Hirsch and Westheimer, your law firm, you do work when it comes to landlord and tenant. What type of work do you do when it comes to clients like that?
Well, we represent a lot of different landlords in town. Commercial shopping centers, office buildings, industrial warehouse parks. Those are really what we focus on. We also represent some tenants, you know, car dealers, furniture sales, retail tenants like that. But that's the core of what our business is at Hirsch and Westheimer.
We're going to go back in time in 2019, which seems like 100 years ago, which is like when your law firm started. But let's go to 2019. I assume it was a relatively good year, but let's talk specifically in your terms. What's been happening in the landlord-tenant world between 2019 and what's been happening now?
Well, you know, 2019 was a really interesting year for us in Houston because we were coming off of the problems from Harvey. You know, Hurricane Harvey really impacted our community. Lots of properties flooded. Landlords had to do a lot of repairs to their property. And so 2019 looked pretty good. But toward the end of 2019, as we know, oil prices started falling. And you know what happens in Houston when oil goes down? Everybody's got a problem. And so we started seeing things that were related to that oil price. And I've seen, you know, landlords start having problems.
In ordinary times, if there's such thing as ordinary times, let's go back when the old normal times. Ordinary times, what were you specifically doing for your landlord and tenant clients?
Well, what we were seeing a lot in 2019, beginning of 2020, were some what I'll call workouts, where we would represent the landlord or the tenant and help them work out a new solution. You know, some tenants, maybe they needed to pay less rent, so we would go extend their terms. Other tenants might say, we've just got too much space. We don't need this much space. And we would negotiate some give backs to the landlords. And then sometimes landlords would do other things like just modify the lease, maybe change the way it goes over years. And those were the kind of things we were doing in 2019.
Speak with Eric Lipper. Eric is with Hirsch and Westheimer law firm here in Houston. We'll make sure to give out the website and phone number here in a few minutes. Let's talk. Let's fast forward. Let's talk now. Let's talk COVID-19. How has COVID-19 changed the world, I assume upside down, when it comes to landlords and tenants?
Well, we have a new thing now. COVID-19 really changed the landscape here in Houston. And what we're seeing now is a word that we have not used a lot in Houston, which is abatement. That's really the big deal now, which is, look, people, tenants have lost their businesses. And I don't mean they're gone forever, because I think Houston is a solid community that's going to come back. But tenants have lost their customers for a while. Well, guess what? If they don't have sales, how do they pay their rent? And so they have been going to their landlords and seeking abatements.
Word of the week last week was bankruptcy. Now we're going to move on to abatement, to the top of the alphabet. How does abatement work? What is the concept of abatement?
Well, the concept is that people will not pay their rent for a while. But you get an agreed deal with the landlord so that you know we're not going to pay for the next 60 days or 90 days to give the tenant really a breathing spot to build their cash back up while they pay their employees and pay their other important vendors so they stay in business.
Going back to COVID-19, let's talk about the impact of it. How did the impact the legal rights of landlords and tenants? Listen, I very rarely understand the legal terminology, law firms. That's why I turn to smart folks like you. But there's got to be legal rights coming into play now.
Well, one of the things that happened when they enacted all this legislation about COVID-19 was they changed the ability of landlords, especially in residential stuff, from being able to evict a tenant. And that's the right move to make. So people that couldn't pay their rent on their homes couldn't get evicted. There's also another aspect to it, which is the CARES Act, which was enacted by Congress. If you're a landlord and you get money from some federal programs, those federal programs mean that you can't evict somebody maybe until July 24th of 2020. And that's to make sure that all these people who were supposed to stay at home can stay in their homes. And so that really has changed the legal landscape.
So we're talking about July. We're talking about 2 months from about right now. Let's take a look at the calendar. We talked about going to the past. We're going to have the crystal ball right now if we can, Eric. What's the rest of 2020 look like for you now that we're popping out of those holes, trying to get back into business? I mean, what are you saying?
Well, there's a word that I like to use, and this is a Lipperism, okay, which is repricing. Because what I think we're going to have here in Houston, really across the whole nation, is repricing. Because you're going to see landlords want to keep their shopping centers full with tenants because that's the right business motive for them. But they may have to go to some of these tenants and appreciate the fact that life isn't the same as it was pre-COVID. So we're going to reprice that lease. We're going to reprice the rental rates. And I think you're going to see things like that about Houston. But the good news is landlord-tenant stuff is like a partnership. Landlords want to have tenants in their spaces because remember, most of the shopping centers and office buildings and all these things in Houston are all built on money that landlord has borrowed from somebody else, right? And so that landlord wants to make sure that they can do their obligations to their lender or whomever they got their money from. And so there'll be some kind of repricing so that everybody can meet their obligations in a real predictable way.
Repricing and abatement, the words of the day, as told by Eric Lipper. He is with Hirsch and Westheimer Law Firm here. I asked you last week. Yes, it's the same Westheimer as Westheimer Road. That's how long this great law firm has been around. Last question before we get you out of here. When it comes to, and I'm sure a lot of people right now who are listening, they're small business owners. They are, you know, they're renting property. They have their nail shops, their pizza places or whatever it is. If they need representation from either side. I mean, these are types of issues that you handle on a regular basis. This is your sweet spot, one of your many sweet spots.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that landlord-tenant stuff is our bread and butter at Hirsch & Westheimer. It's what I cut my teeth on. You know, when I got out of law school, what we were doing in Houston was digging out of the 1983 crash. And so this is something we're really adept at doing. We represent all kinds of landlords and tenants and helping them get out of these kind of problems.
There you go. All right. Speaking of problems, after I got about two emails right now, one of which is a nail shop owner who just emailed me. How do I get a hold of this gentleman? How about your website? How about a phone number, sir?
Well, our website, and this is a hard spelling, it's www.hirschwest.com, but you got to spell it HIRSCHWEST.com. And our phone number, the main switchboard, is 713-223-5181.
They are here in Houston. They've been here for well over 100 years. And no matter what, oil crisis, the Spanish flu, COVID, something tells me you're going to be here another 100 years or so.
That is my plan exactly.
Whatever you're drinking, my man, Fountain of Youth, you look great. You sound great. I want to be here forever too. His name is Eric Lipper. Eric, thank you very much for spending some time with us. Great law firm. Can't wait to the topic next week, but these are things that I know my listeners have been asking me to go find some solid resources, and you are the most solid there is out there. So, hey, happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Put the sunscreen on. Happy sailing wherever you're going.
Thank you for having me, Michael. It's good to see you.
Anytime. All right, folks, less than 20 minutes right now. Phone lines are open. It's a long weekend. I know you're going to be shopping, be it in person or online. I'm here to help you. 713-212-5950. Everything you want, you can find me on that website, hightechtexan.com, and find me on the Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. But those kids and TikTok, I haven't done that yet. But maybe one day I'm going to get there thanks to my kids. All right, Michael Garfield, it is the High Tech Texan Show. Don't go anywhere.